good evening, commanders, and good evening, truckers. And before we begin, yes, we did indeed lose one of our own this week. Our condolences to the friends and family of Commander Garak.
Yes, sad news. However, as he was a friend to Hutton and friend to this show, plus occasional Green Room visitor, we're hoping that we can still bring a smile to the evening, a cringe to a few pilots, and maybe even a chuckle or two.
Yes, it is time for Hutton Orbital News. Our weekly headlines and the things you didn't know you'd missed, reported in a way you never thought someone would report it, and spoken by people who should never be allowed to access the whiteboard without someone checking the markers aren't permanent. But for now, it's time for the headlines.
Rat attack smack as rescue goes awry.
Boffins discover proof that Thargoids visited Earth in the year 2018.
The return of the code, or intimidation by impersonation?
Wiener in hot water, a chill in Brill, gas mark 3 in No, it's not dinner time. Atrus will keep us bubbling over with Thargoid updates.
And lovely Lou will be introducing us to his hot pit.
Enormous knockers will be bringing up the rear with the community goals.
In a fuel scooper oopsie blooper, the fuel rats were forced to apologize publicly after, despite completing over 50,000 successful rescues since their inception, they managed, instead of saving one pilot's bacon, they instead cooked his goose. Having received a plaintive message from one commander, names have been redacted to protect the innocent, a fuel rat was dispatched to the Call 285 Sector KB-X A17-3 with all the necessary equipment to effect a heroic rescue. Upon arrival at the venue, it appears that the ship's cat, we understand that it's a cut-price cockpit accompaniment to a number of shipboard AI personalities, decided that this would be a good time to warm itself on the control panel of the rescue ship, causing boosters to thrust, thrusters to boost, ship-to-ship interfaces to occur, and ultimately the total destruction of both the rescuer and the rescuee. The unexpected cat splat rat attack caused the stranded pilot to be forced to await rescue by Galactic Green Flag Services and be returned to a nearby star base minus all his exploration data cargo, a large number of credits, and of course, with a large dent in his pride. The fuel rat has been referred to the Internal Affairs Department and a full FRICC report will be kept top secret and definitely not published. We understand that he has been sent for retraining on the standard operating procedures, which include not carrying feline companions in your cockpit, remembering where the brakes are on your spaceship, and how to disable the boost button if you're attempting a subtle refuel maneuver.
The 20th and 21st centuries were characterized by the unshaken belief that there was life out there. Aliens around every corner, and conspiracy theories explaining every unexplainable phenomenon. Such as, what are those strange lights? Why does my head hurt? And where did all those empty beer cans come from? Why does my toast have Elvis's face on it? And where did my gentleman's relish go? Scientists, aided by Hutton, have finally uncovered incontrovertible proof that the Thargoids, led by Tharg the Mighty's great-great-great-many-times-great-grandfather, not only visited Earth in the 21st century, but interacted with humanity in many subtle and un-Thargoid-y-like ways. Having misidentified flash-in-the-pan 21st century messaging platform Twitter as a major global news conduit, the secret Thargoid visitation applied disruptive Russian methods to quash any anti-Thargoid sentiments. How 21st century man and woman knew of Thargoids back then, we will never know, given that it took the Pilots Federation and Canon Interstellar 2 years to conclude that they existed after Alpha finished. Tharg's great-great-great-great-great-great-great-many-times-great-grandfather's devastating attack left at least one human cut off from cat memes, and hundreds of millennials left crying into their crushed avocado on toast. This incident was squarely blamed on automated anti-hate censorship... Okay, try that one again. I thought I was going to give this one to you, you know. This incident was squarely blamed on automated anti-hate censorship software, which ultimately led to the Autobot wars of the mid-21st century, when AI systems went haywire and censored everything with extreme prejudice, usually using lasers, but occasionally by cleansing the odd F-bomb with an H-bomb. In connected news, we are able to reveal that the Thargoids were not responsible for the cutting off of one DJ Truthsayer in his prime. This was proven to be a misfiring AI sensor, which failed to interpret the phrase, "I could murder a curry," as humour.
The code, thought by many to have been sent to Davy Jones's locker many a year ago, following the defection of one Gluttony Fang, have been rumoured to have reappeared in the galaxy and be up to their scurvy old tricks again. A Hutton regular reported Reavers claiming to be with the infamous Code band of pirates whilst working out in the Pleiades. The pilots provided a suitable skull and crossbones warning that robbery and thievery was about to commence, just in time for the Hutton trucker to make a safe exit at the nearest station. The pirate, a determined sort, who from the sounds of it had a wooden leg, prosthetic hook for a hand, glass eye, eye patch on the other eye, and very probably cotton wool for brains, entered the surrounding area of the station. Then entered the no-fire zone as the commander was docking. Then fired a hatchbreaker limpet, which, as everyone knows, is viewed by the police as tantamount to assault with a giant plasma weapon, or speeding. The station, ever observant to law-breaking of all sorts, and often ready with a snarky comment to prevent people docking whilst in silent running just in case they're smugglers, opened fire with all weapons, and the pirate was sent packing with his tail between his legs and his arse in a sling. After laughing so hard he dinged the landing pad, the Hutton trucker attempted to obtain the identification of the impetuous, imperiled, and indubitably inept corsair in an attempt to ascertain whether the potty pirate was part of the code or an imposter. Our conclusions are that recruitment standards have fallen, and they're accepting anyone who can string together the words "Yar, walk the plank, ye lubber," and "shiver my timbers." Not necessarily in that order, though.
Good evening, trackers. Atris 5060 reporting in on onboard Canon's research megaship, the Gnosis. You may or may not recall, but last I mentioned it to you, I was holed up far away from everyone for security reasons. But now the boffins have lifted the quarantine and restored my weekly ration of biscuits. Yippee! I'm happy to report that I've got the latest intel for you and the Thargoid menace, as well as an update on the status of Project IDA. Last week, the Thargoids had targeted the LDS 883 and the Othurni. Both systems were successfully defended, so congratulations to all the trackers involved in another successful week of defending the bubble. Given our success rate so far of defending the targeted systems, the Thargoids have decided to up the ante. Boffins at Cannon have decoded the messages from the Eagle Eye system and have discovered that there are 3 targets this week instead of the usual 2. The Boffins believe this is the Thargoids trying to test the limits of our defence capabilities. The targets for this week are Wiener Terminal in Dolorosi, Brill Station in Careco, and Ramelli Terminal in Lee-Si-Ni. That's Lee-Si-Ni. Correct? You got it. Fantastic. Don't forget, if you're going to Wiener Terminal, to wash your hands before handling anything. To aid in the effort to save human lives from alien destruction, Aegis have deployed their megaships to the Vanguard and the Acropolis to Ragapajo and Uzumo. Both megaships have thankfully been moved closer to the target systems this week. Now, Project IDA is happy to report that the repairs on Cavalieri in Electra are completed and are now asking for assistance in repairing Kipling Orbital in Pleiades Sector. I believe they have fantastic cakes. So that's the Pleiades Sector KC-V C2-11. With the completion of the repairs in the Cavalieri, this leaves 5 more stations to repair in the Pleiades, making this quite the hallmark for Project IDA. Congratulations to those who have assisted in bringing Cavalieri back online. Now, your mission this week, truckers, should you choose to accept it, will be to fend off the Thargoids in Dolorosi, Lee-Si-Ni, and Careco. Defending 3 systems is no easy feat, so best of luck out there, truckers. For the mug!
Incoming transmission. Source identified. Commander Deadly GF. Buffering. Playback initiated.
Having successfully traversed the Formadine Rift, I'm able to bring you a long distance update this week. It's election time again, and once more Operation Wolf needs your help to lose. Alvin is shedding unwanted belly fat like nobody's business in what's turning out to be the most successful diet plan since I ate a leftover kebab I found in Overlight's room at Lavecon. For those of you that weren't paying attention, the election started yesterday, so if we can work for Red Squadron, we should have it sorted in a couple of days, when we're expecting a period of civil unrest. Then you can race around shooting bad guys and overcharging terrified citizens for safe passage until we move on to our next, you guessed it, election. The good news is, this election should be the last one we need to lose. Next time, we aim to put Elvin back in his rightful place at head of the system, albeit a much leaner, fitter Elvin. In the meantime, Van Morn and Star could do with backing off a little, so some work for the monks and Van Morn Star organisation for a couple of days would be useful. At the other end of the table, Wise could do with a nice boost. Remember, during election, Pew Pew doesn't count, so missions and passengers are what we need, although feel free to collect the bounties and hold on to them until the civil unrest starts, and we can boost our rating with those. Epsilon Eridani and Ross 671 could also do with some trucking love. The same rules apply, of course. Over in Colonia, we have a boom state, and with nothing pending, we are hopeful this will last for quite a while. So make your money while it lasts, and keep in touch with King Hanky if you have data to drop or require any other advice. So to all you truckers from the pilots out here at the Zuzara, and those still on their way, for the mug. I can't see the script from this far out, so hopefully I'm right in saying, now we go over to my darling Norma for the community goals. Missing you, my dear.
Missing you too. The Close Encounters Corps has announced its intention to construct a scientific megaship in the BD-12-1172 system. The new vessel will allow research teams to map and explore the planets of the surrounding nebula. To facilitate construction of the megaship, the Close Encounter Corps has placed an open order for Muon images and has placed a kill order on all ships on its wanted list to ensure those contributing material can do so safely. That's it from me for now. More later.